I believe. No. Okay. No. What are we talking about?
We're going to talk about city road conditions with the mayor, Mayor Hillary Adams. We're trying to call him.
That's even more important. We're trying to...
Mayor, are you,
mayor, you there?
I'm here now.
Okay, sorry
I'm
about
here.
Yeah, sorry about that. I know it's been a fast and furious morning. Mayor, we're getting calls from residents all over the city of Mountain Home with flooding concerns and roads. Give us an update with the latest you know, sir.
Heather, we've got spots all over town. You know, anywhere there's a creek, there's some places on First and Second Street that cross any type of a creek here in town that are very dangerous right now. We've had a couple going over the road. We've had some storm drains backing out into the road. We've got guys out now trying to watch all the low-lying areas. It is going down very fast. There was one there by the First Baptist Church on Spring that was, you know, probably had 2 foot of water on it there a minute ago, and now it's back where you can see the road. So it's moving very fast through town. I would say be very careful anywhere you're at. If you are on a street that crosses any type of a creek or at the bottom of a hill right now, we've had a lot of rain in the last few minutes.
Mayor, we had reports of the water going over the bridge there at the bypass at the ASU walking trail.
Over the walking trail, for sure. I do not know anything about the highway bridge. I doubt that, but the walking trails, it'll definitely be over them, probably over the top rail, but it did that also Wednesday, and people were walking on it, but in just, you know, a little while. So it'll happen again. I'm right now on First Street, and we don't have anything crossing the bridge on First Street, so, you know, the creek is full. I can tell you there's a lot of water going down it right now. So just be careful. Watch the ponding on the side of the road. There's a lot of places you're seeing a lot of ponding right now as that water makes its way down to those storm drains.
And, Mayor, this is just the first round of rain. This is going to it's going to slow down a little bit, but this is going to happen most of the day today with the most severe and the most amount of water to come later today.
Yes, that's what we're hearing, and the same, and that was one of the reasons this morning about 10 minutes to 5, after we had already put about 10 boats in the water at Buzzard for today's tournament, decision was made to postpone, that's the key, postpone date 2. So all these anglers will stay in town, and they will now fish day 2 tomorrow. So we'll have a full field tomorrow at the Bassmaster.
Well, give them some extra towels because it's going to be just as wet tomorrow, I'm afraid.
It's going to be real wet, but what we're hearing from the National Weather Service is no severe storms like today, just a wet day. And that's a lot different to put them out there in that versus today. So hopefully those guys are going to get out and enjoy town today a little bit.
Well, let's just make sure everybody stays safe on the roads right now. That's the most important thing that we need to focus on.
Yes, yes, you bet you.
Well, thank you, Mayor Adams. We do appreciate your input on this, and we'll be checking in with you later.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, the one good news.